AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Jury selection is starting today in Minnesota in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Picking a jury is expected to take at least 3 weeks. Pope Francis is on his way home from a visit to Iraq. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Iraq has been a coronavirus hotspot.
The Pope said he knew well that it was risky going to Iraq during a pandemic, but he said that he prayed on it and that he believed that God would protect the Iraqi people. There was very little social distancing that was being observed in Iraq. Out on the streets, very little mask wearing, especially in the north, which again is the Christian heartland.
His office says Syrian President Bashar Assad and his wife had tested positive for the coronavirus, adding they have shown only minor symptoms. Hundreds of nurses at St. Vincent's Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts, have walked off the job after failing to reach an agreement with management over pandemic staffing levels. Police in St. Louis are investigating a shooting that killed a 9-year-old boy. No arrests have been made. Britain and the royal family are absorbing the words of Prince Harry and his wife Meghan that they encountered racist attitudes and a lack of support that drove the Duchess to thoughts of suicide. Katie Nicholl is with Vanity Fair.
The revelations came thick and fast. We were told that at the palace they want to hide behind a sofa. They needed a bomb shelter in all of this. And Meghan and Harry have dropped so many bombs in this interview, and now they are going to watch the fallout.
Meghan Markle, who identifies as biracial, told Oprah Winfrey when she was pregnant with her son Archie, there were concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says he won't run for re-election next year. Stocks have opened higher. This is AP News. Kimberly Montgomery would like to forget 2020.
I can't say that it's the worst year I ever had, but it definitely has been the most impactful.
The Milwaukee woman has had an unimaginable burden over the last year.
With the exception of the one, everyone else in my life who's passed away from COVID, the one similarity is that they were all people of color, all African American.
Montgomery lost family, friends, and friends who were like family.
Hearing the statistics, hearing the numbers, seeing the incidents in Minnesota and the George Floyd incidents and the Kenosha incidents, that's what keeps me going.
Montgomery says these victims
are looking like me.
She adds, this has been the year that wasn't. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.